It just got a lot easier to go to Cuba. New rules went into effect today, relaxing restrictions on Americans who want to visit the island. Some U.S. companies will also have an easier time doing business there. The new rules are part of President Obama's plan to change U.S. relationships with Cuba, a plan that includes restoring diplomatic relations with Cuba's communist government. Needless to say, the changes are huge news for Cuban Americans down in Miami, and that's where the World's Global Nation editor Monica Campbell is today.
I'm in a store called Ño Qué Barato, which is translates to damn that's cheap, and it's a store in a really heavily Cuban neighborhood in Miami. And when you walk into the store, it's like this huge warehouse, and then there's all these little mini stores within it selling absolutely everything that you could possibly need. And people come in here, the place is packed. People come in here and buy stuff, and then they take it to their families in Cuba. That's traditionally what's done.
And the mood there in that store, considering today is kind of a red-letter day for Cuban-American relations?
Yeah, well, it's a really big deal in Miami. I mean, nowhere in the United States do you have a larger Cuban-American population than in Miami. So people have been following these changes really closely. But it's interesting because today, I mean, I'm in this store where you have, I mean, everyone in here is Cuban, has Cuban ties, direct family on the island. And people are, they're really excited, but at the same time, they're a little skeptical because they know that, look, there's two forms of control here. One is the United States, and the U.S. has loosened the safety valve or loosened the controls. But Cuba has to do that too. And people here are pretty skeptical. They're waiting to see, well, how is Cuba going to absorb these changes?
So the changes today come from the American side. What are they?
So the rules and regulations when it comes to doing business and traveling to Cuba for U.S. citizens have really been simplified quite a bit. So before, if you wanted to send something to Cuba or if you wanted to go to Cuba yourself, you had to go through a ton of red tape. It could take months and months, and it really discouraged a lot of people from even engaging with the island. Now, there are a lot more categories of travel. So, for example, if you want to go, if you're a student, if you want to go for a cultural exchange, there's like a long list of categories that you can apply for to be able to go to Cuba. So there are still some restrictions, but generally, in over the next few months, we're going to see a huge simplification when it comes to being able to travel to Cuba. And in some ways, in the same vein, to be able to do business with Cuba, especially when it comes to electronics, computers, and different things that can help people on the island.
So you spoke with one of the business owners, a guy named Joe Perez. He sells computers. How psyched is he?
Yeah, he's really excited. I mean, this is the example of when you're in Miami and you can kind of just feel this buzz. And there's this guy. He's in this store. And he sells all sorts of used and new laptops, kind of on the lower end. But he said he's really excited to expand his business. He said it's been a pain to be able to do anything with Cuba before. And now he just feels like this freedom. I mean, he said to me, it's just a huge day.
Yeah, my plan is to send to Cuba a computer by a huge amount, no restrictions. I know what they need, exactly what they need, how they think. Because I'm from Cuba.
Monica, how confident are the people that Havana is now going to reciprocate with their own new rules to, you know, kind of match the American rules now?
People here don't have much faith with how things work in Cuba on the Cuban side. So there's a real wait-and-see attitude.
The World's Monica Campbell with our Global Nation desk in Miami. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Marco.